This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. A federal judge has restored endangered species protections for gray wolves. CPR Sam Brash reports that shakes up Colorado's work to bring them back.
Mike Phillips is a wolf expert who supported the 2020 reintroduction ballot initiative. He says the court decision means Colorado can no longer manage wolves on its own.
Colorado is now firmly connected to the federal hip.
The legal shift comes after wolves migrated into Colorado without human help. The state's led efforts to manage those animals. Earlier this week, it attached a tracking collar to a female wolf pup in Jackson County. That now could be seen as a violation of federal law. The state will also need federal permission to follow the ballot initiative and reintroduce the predators by 2024. A Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesperson says the agency has asked the federal government for guidance. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A bill to change the state teacher evaluation system has cleared the first hurdle at the state capitol. It would give less weight to standardized test scores. Some teachers complain that focusing on testing stifles creativity. However, the School Superintendents Association says disruptions caused by the pandemic have left them not enough time to weigh in on the bill adequately. The legislation also affords more training for teachers and those evaluating them. It is snowing along the Front Range. We're looking for more snow tonight. Currently, 28 degrees in Denver. It is 37 in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.